Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church.
Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church for Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The reading is 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7b to 10. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Reflection. In recent weeks, I've had a few thorns and splinters from the garden in my hands, and I confess they have been extremely irritating and painful when they won't come out. This passage from the Bible is famous and often debated as to what exactly St. Paul was talking about. For our purposes today, suffice to say we don't actually know, and you may even be wondering what this might have to do with evangelism at all. Well, here's the thing, though. Perhaps a big reason that we struggle so much with sharing the good news is that we start thinking that we must have the correct answers to life and its meaning, and also that we don't want to be seen as hypocrites. This is true on a personal level and on a corporate church level, in that, let's be honest, the church and its representatives and leaders have regularly messed up, gone astray, and worse still, abused and damaged people. This painful truth should humble and anger us, but should not, I suggest, prevent us from finding our authentic voice in evangelism. I can think of many occasions when sharing my doubts and struggles and the far from perfect reality that is the church has actually brought about breakthroughs with people and made a connection with them and their situation. There is a great old song which has been re-recorded several times called "I'm Just a Nobody," which tells a story and includes the refrain, "I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody." These words would have stayed with me and come into my mind when I feel that I am too inadequate or messed up to tell others about Jesus. If this sounds like you today and that evangelism has become quite a hardship, then God's word to St. Paul should encourage and empower you. "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." Let us pray. Gracious God, who for our sake became weak, make me more content knowing that the power of Christ dwells in me. Sharing the good news seems so hard and complicated these days, but your perfect love casts out my fear. I praise you that you have reminded me that my testimony and witness can be from this place of vulnerability rather than human power. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Amen. Today's devotion was written by the Reverend Eddie Boone, the Thames North Synod Discipleship Enabler.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from the United Reformed Church. We hope you tune in again tomorrow.